My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Bustin' Loose Baseball, hosted by Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer, gives you in-depth analytics and interviews on everything baseball in the nation's capital. Now, here's your host, Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer.
Final thing as we wrap up here, Bustin' Loose Baseball episode 140. It's kind of cool that Anthony Rendon's going to make his return to Nats Park. It's crazy. It's been 5 years. We know that. It's been 5 years since the World Series. Anthony Rendon hasn't been back to Nats Park, whether it's injuries. Obviously, the Angels aren't a frequent customer of Nationals Park either. It's just been crazy that he hasn't had the opportunity to come back and receive, you know, the adulation. Who was it earlier this year? Was it Michael A. Taylor or someone came back and even they received a standing ovation? And
yeah,
and a player that was basically a bench guy just got a huge ovation and, you know, stepped out of the batter's box, took his time out. The ump gave him his time to, you know, nod the cap. I can't imagine what the ovation's going to be like, you know, barring weather tonight as we record on Friday, you know, for Anthony Rendon as he makes his return to Nats Park. And I know he's kind of fallen out of graces with a lot of fans in terms of nationally, and obviously with Angels fans with some of his antics that, you know, were a thing here in DC to an extent, but they were winning baseball and he was one of the best players, if not the best player on the team at times. And it's going to be good to have him back, because I think if anything, Angels fans feel the way they do nationally, people are going to feel the way they do, but he's always going to be a special player for Nats fans.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I always say Manny being Manny is cute when he's hitting 330 with power. Right. And I kind of feel the same way about Rendon. You know, Rendon had a lot of qualities that if he wasn't a good baseball player would have rubbed people the wrong way. You know, just his general shtick, his act was unique. You know, he routinely talked about not really loving baseball. He did it as a job, you know, and I didn't think it was a sentiment that was that big of a deal. But he joked on my radio show time and time and time again. Now, he wished he played, you know, he's a basketball player with the Houston Rockets or, you know, whatever it was. And when you're out there as a terrific hitter and one of the best players on your team, just kind of a funny thing. You roll your eyes and say, oh, that's Anthony. And similarly, the way he engaged with the media, you know, over the years, he was a guy that bristled. And, you know, he came up in a clubhouse that was nothing like this one currently, with nothing but young, good dudes, you know. That clubhouse, it was veteran laden, and it was mostly really good guys as well. Ian Desmond, Ryan Zimmerman among them. But, you know, you had guys like Jason Wirth who bristled, and some guys that really would do things occasionally that weren't great to media members that they didn't know or didn't recognize. Or, you know, like I remember Wirth, I've told this story before, kind of coming through and like slamming lockers while I was trying to talk to Drew Storen at one time, just trying to be loud, right? Like, you have little things like that. So when you're Rendon and you're a young guy, some of that's impressionable. And I had never seen him anything like that, but he was just not always the most accessible, friendly, even, you know, when things were going well. Like, he was always pleasant enough. He was a good dude. He did a lot of work over at the Nats Youth Baseball Academy, but he viewed, I think, a lot of those obligations as like a chore. And it was fine because it was like, oh, Anthony. And I remember, like, literally, this is one story. Like, before the World Series game at home, one of the games against the Astros, like, he is killing it all playoffs. He's one of the stories of Major League Baseball. He had, like, a fringe MVP season in 19. And I'm working nationally for MLB Network Radio, partially because they know I've got relationships with a lot of the Nationals, and they're never able to get, like, Anthony Rendon on the channel for some reason back then. And so they're like, we had a meeting before the show, and they're like, we really need to get Anthony. I'm like, oh, I'm very close with Anthony. He's been on my show 5 or 6 times this year. I've done helped him with events at the Youth Baseball Academy. We'll be able to get him. And I just remember going up to him, like, you know, at one point, and he's like, oh, I don't know, and like cocking his neck. And I got to sit there and negotiate with him and talk him in to doing a 2-minute thing on national radio, you know? So yeah, it was just like there was an act to it or a shtick to it. But he really, at the end of the day, was a good dude. He was a friendly guy if you bumped into him in the store. But I say all this to say, when he was here performing, it was like that was our Anthony. And then you go to the Angels and you're always hurt and you rarely perform and you're the same kind of guy. And it's not going to go over the same way. Manny being Manny, pushing traveling secretaries isn't as cute, you know, when you're hitting 212 and you're not hitting the ball out of the park. So, you know, that's always kind of been my Manny Ramirez analogy. But I say all that to say he should get an unbelievable ovation. He was maybe the most important offensive player with Juan Soto, right? Like, if not for his home run against the Dodgers, I mean, he had huge moments in every single series. I think about right after the wheels started to come off with the Turner call and the Davey ejection, his home run down the left field line to the Crawford boxes against the Astros. Like, he is, we say this about a lot of guys, they wouldn't have won a World Series without him, but if you were ranking players on that ball club, I mean, he might be number one on the list. If not, he's number two or number three in terms of most important players that year. In fact, I would be shocked if he wasn't higher than three. But I say all that to say it should be a really, really warm welcome. He's one of the most memorable, iconic, best Nationals ever. I don't think that's overstated. Like, number 6 overall pick, homegrown. It's a shame he left, and I'm sure he's thought a lot about what would have happened if he would have stayed, because it's been an ugly go in LA. But I don't know. What do you think? Do you think there's going to be enough people there at the end of this tough season with attendance dropping now to make it a real special moment?
I think Friday is going to be a difficult one just because of the rain and the craziness that we're dealing with today as we record Friday morning. But I think at some point this weekend, whether it's the Saturday game or the Sunday morning start, I think at some point he'll get a really nice ovation. I think whoever is going to be at the ballpark on Friday, if there's a decent crowd, I think every single time he steps to the plate, he's going to get a nice ovation. So I don't know if you're going to get a Soto-like ovation where you've seen, you know, thousands of people at the park and it's a big thing, or, you know, if it were a little more packed and it were a nice weather, maybe it'd be a little bit better, but I think it's still going to be special regardless. And, you know, I think it's just one of those players that, you know, personally growing up a fan of the team, he was one of my favorite players. I know you covering the team, you've said he was one of your favorite players, even if it wasn't the easiest to work with him in the media. Just as a fan, when you know, remove yourself, I think a lot of people really enjoyed watching him play baseball. And, you know, some of that demeanor we talk about with the media and some of the stuff, that's whatever. He was a heck of a baseball player for this ball club. And I think part of it too, the demeanor of Anthony Rendon, is why that 19 team was able to come back from that 19-31 start. You think about the players on that team, Max was fiery, but you think about the rest of the guys that were the big time ball players that helped that team win. You know, Strauss was stoic. Rendon is stoic. Soto would show emotion, but he was kind of lively. He wasn't, you know, ever going to show a negative reaction. And so you combine that with Davey's leadership, and those guys were really able to turn that thing around. And with you have the famous moments that he had throughout that postseason run, Rendon's a legend in DC forever. So I'm excited he's going to get, you know, his his moment back in DC. That's been 5 years too long, frankly. It's just been, you know, it sucks that that team never got to be fully embraced in a 2020 season. But each time one of these guys comes back, you know, it's always cool to recognize them for their efforts and the special season that was 2019.
Yeah, I think it'll be, look, whoever's there, they'll do the right thing. They know what to do, right? I mean, this guy's an organizational icon. I mean, I don't think he'd make the Nats Mount Rushmore, right? It's a, you know, that's more of a Max, Strauss, Harper, Rendon kind of situation, or you know, maybe we could debate the fourth, but he's certainly in that conversation when you start whittling it down. I mean, there aren't. I missed Zim, who's obviously one of them, as well. So maybe Zim, Strauss, Max, Soto, something like that, Harper. But my point is, you know, I would say if you're making a top five, a top six list, most important, best players that have come through here since they came to D.C., I think Anthony Rendon's on it or real close. So if you're there, you know, represent for those that aren't.
That's Grant. I'm Toby. That's going to do it for episode 140 of Bustin' Loose Baseball. We'll be back after the Halos series and get you ready for the Beltway series. Thanks for listening to Bustin' Loose Baseball.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.